Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. It's the build-up show. It's the FA Cup third round. Yay! Aston Villa, Villa Park, Friday night. Chris Page just joins me in the studio for this one.
He does.
Sam Walker and Ben Kelly at home. We'll be talking to them about this in a moment. But Chris, are you having sort of NAM style flashbacks to the Carabao Cup game last season? Because I'm having that in a very, very big way. What I mean, I can't see it being that again. Like, the result could be, hey, it could be. But, I mean, I can't. It's not going to be. I mean, for a start, Neil Critchley isn't at the club anymore.
The thing is, like, Kelleher's going to be one of the first people out of the tunnel. And I'm going to be like,
yeah, absolutely. There is that feeling of that, is that, I don't, look, Liverpool are going to go, we'll definitely go stronger than we did in that game. We'll go stronger than we did in the Shrewsbury replay as well.
Last season. Another continent the next day.
And there's no winter break, so, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, there is, I can't help but have that kind of feeling. And the awkward position we're in with this now, because we've talked a lot about the value of the FA Cup, and we've talked a lot about the congested fixtures and how, you know, we thought Klopp would just go, not this season. I mean, you know, not any season as teams, but particularly not this season. But we've dropped points in our last three league games. We've just lost our last game. In normal circumstances, you'd be able to go, well, look, you're losing the FA Cup when you've rotated, whatever. It's not linked to all the stuff around it. Regardless of what team Liverpool put out, Liverpool could literally put a team of under-18s out, but it will be linked in psychologically with the fans and with the outside world to the three results that have preceded it. So it does add more pressure on this game than I think Jurgen Klopp would have liked.
Yeah, maybe.
Four games of disappointing results is a crisis in these modern times.
But then you've got the perfect bounce back game, haven't you, at Manchester United, if you are in a mini crisis, or it doesn't matter which way you spin it for me. Yeah. If you lose, you've got a perfect bounce back game. If you haven't, great momentum going into the Man United game. Yeah. I don't know where Liverpool, like how Liverpool are going to line up in this game. You know, throw up a load of players' names and see where they land. That's kind of what Klopp did last time. Oh, actually, I think Henderson landed at centre-half, unfortunately. Anyway, but what I do think, and I'm going to come at it from an Aston Villa point of view and let the lads talk about the Liverpool point of view a little bit, because it's been bubbling away on my mind here, is that Aston Villa are having a great season, and it's a hard season, and we know that the fixture congestion and everything else. Yeah, they don't have the European football. Actually, we don't know whether Liverpool are going to be having European football in February at the moment, do we? Yeah. I hope so. Like, but, you know, do Aston Villa look at this competition and go, we've got a really great chance of getting European football here? Is an FA Cup run exactly what we need? Or are Aston Villa rotating in this game for that? Yeah. Or are Aston Villa going hard because they think they've got a chance at winning the Cup? Like, I think they'll err on the side of the first one, to be honest. I think they go, look, let's put all our eggs in the league basket here, because I more money for finishing higher up the league than you probably get for the FA Cup. Yeah, it's a trophy, I understand that. But the likelihood of them winning the FA Cup is still quite low. It's only the third round, as we mentioned already. Whereas the league, you know, we're nearly halfway through the league season now, and they're there or thereabouts, and they can do something really great for them in the league this season. So I think they probably prioritise the league.
Well, it might fall into our favour, really, Sam, that, you know, Aston Villa's upcoming games, obviously they've just had Man United prior to this, which was a big opportunity missed on it from everyone's perspective, really. Obviously then they play us Friday night, they've then got Spurs at home midweek on the Wednesday, they've got Everton at home at that weekend, and then they finally got the rearranged Man City game as well. You know, they're three massive fixtures for them looming on the horizon. And that's one thing that I think I agree, because I think that does play into our hands in some regard, is that if the Villa have got their... Well, no, it's not going to define their season necessarily, because I think there will be ups and downs more.
It could define their season.
That those three results could be the difference between Champions League football and not Champions League football for Villa this season.
Yeah, 100%. And I think what we've got to look at is this period now for the likes of Villa and Southampton, who are going to be playing quite a lot of games back to back. When that this period of time stops at the end of January, beginning of February, that's when it ramps up for all the Europa League and Champions League teams. So they've got to stay in the mix as much as they can until then. And then hopefully things open up for them. I think the big difference with the likes of Villa and us, well, maybe us, not us at the moment because of our injuries, is Villa are two players away from not being that great a side. They're a good football team. They've got some good players, but they're a Jack Grealish away from being alone, actually, away from being not that great a team. They're a Jack Grealish and an Ollie Watkins is running away from being... losing, you know, 4 out of 5 games. And I think that's where they've got to be careful. Obviously, Barkley's injured for them at the moment as well. You know, they had a few go off the other day in the game against, I think someone went off injured against United. They haven't really got loads in defensive cover for Mings, as we saw when he didn't play before the Man United game. I think they've got to be really careful about what they do. The only thing that gets me is that Dean Smith said the other day, you know, he doesn't believe in this rotation. He just wants to power on and power on. The players are willing to do it. So that kind of almost leads me to think, actually, he might just go again with having a week off.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing, isn't it, Ben? And it's a bit Liverpool 13-14. You know, I think there's a couple of teams who are in that kind of boat who you might find that they do just keep going, because what's the point of rotating, because they haven't got masses to rotate to anyway. And Dean Smith might see that, you know, again, he might see the FA Cup as an opportunity, because it's a mad season. And you just don't know what you're getting. And, you know, as kind of Sam and Chris are kind of saying as well, to some extent, you know, there's bigger things on the horizon. You might find that Man City's eyes are not on the FA Cup in the same way this time around, or you might find that the bigger teams do get pulled in the European direction more than the domestic trophy direction.
Yeah, and, you know, from Manchester City's perspective as well, obviously it's shaping up to be a very tight title race at the moment. So that's, you know, undoubtedly something they'll have one eye on. The Champions League for Man City as well, they're still yet to win that under Guardiola. You know, all this stuff isn't a secret.
Or anyone.
But from Villa's perspective, you talk about getting into European football. The FA Cup is a path into European football. You know, if they go and win that cup, it depends how high they want to shoot. I mean, you know, if they really think they can get top four, best of luck to them. I don't think that's going to be quite the way it works out for them this season. But, you know, they're certainly capable of getting into the top seven if they're going to go for Europa League place. And then, you know, in which case the FA Cup is a trophy and you get that same result. So, you know, it's not a bad idea.
There's an opportunity here for the non-European side. You're right. I think to capitalise, again, I mentioned the 13-14 Liverpool thing, where you can steal. Just no one's quite been able to do that this season. Or they have, like Southampton are in touch, are right up there. Wolves are in the mix as well, and obviously Aston Villa. So this might be what that looks like this season. But you know that we'll guess that in the fullness of time. One interesting note, Chris. We've conceded 13 goals in our last three games at Villa Park.
Wow, that's a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot of goals. We've played a lot of, we've seen a
Is
lot
it like
of
penalty
Smith?
Decisions to the average out. Are we going to concede none this time?
Yeah,
the penalty decisions even out average out anymore.
They do, but people are saying about VAR, aren't they? VAR decisions level out as the season goes. Like, fuck, just don't have it then, because like if we're saying it leveled out without it, then it, yeah, whatever. It was a point that we made when the draw was made, that there was an opportunity for a little bit of revenge. But there is that. I wonder whether there's a little bit of that goes into the mindset, and does the fact that, coupled with the bit of poor form that we're in, and the fact that, you know, we do need to play players into fitness, and we'll talk about them in the second half. But there's lads that need to be played into form. And also there is a little bit of a thing where there's a couple of lads who will have taken the defeat to Villa in the league personally, that you might look into the whites of a couple of the lads' eyes and go, I wouldn't be playing you normally, but I can see that you really want to go and batter these.
Yeah, I mean, one of those lads that I'd have playing certainly is Mo Salah. Mm-hmm. And it was something we were talking about last night during comms when we were doing the last game is against Southampton, is that, you know, maybe Salah in the nine might not be a bad option for this one, and try and get him a goal and try and get him feeling like he's back apart and playing well and stuff like that, because I don't think his performances last couple of weeks, like with a lot of players, to be fair, haven't quite been up there and stuff. So, but then there are those lads like your Minaminos, your Shaqiris, your Alex Oxlade-Chamberlains, your Thiagos, that, you know, are they going to be ready for this? Do you want to give them a two-week break when it feels like they're in a pre-season at the moment? So maybe we're expecting some players to start. Is it going to be a completely changed back line, because all of those lads probably need a bit of a rest? I mean, Antoine Henderson, Fabinho, Trent and Robbo at this point, by the way, and maybe you're seeing the likes of Nat Phillips and Reece Williams and stuff like that. I don't know. It's going to be a very mixed mash team.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that because you've got the lads who need minutes versus rhythm arguments, because you're right, because that it's so awkward. It's such an awkward way that it's fallen because of the gap. Like, you know, again, 2 weeks ago we were looking at it going, Sam, it was great, you know, great that we've got a little bit of less congested fixtures coming up. That felt like Liverpool would be ready to hit the stride at that point. But it hasn't been that way. We've been crap since having basically a week off from Crystal Palace. We scored all of our goals and then we've not been able to score goals since. So there is that little fear. We know. If there's one thing the general feeling is Liverpool do better when they're actually just in the rhythm of playing regular football matches. When the fixture list gets a bit disjointed, we do struggle to find form. So that's it's just it being so close to Monday is shit, and then it being so far away from Man United. We should be talking about this as a positive thing, but I can't help but feel that it's a little bit. It doesn't necessarily help us. Weirdly,
yeah, definitely. And I think what the difference between us and other teams is when we've got a long break off, I don't feel like we plan for a specific game. So, for instance, we're going to have a long time off between Villa and Man United. I don't think we'll plan for that game in particular. We'll just work on what we work on. But other teams do the opposite to us. So every time we have a break, it seems as though someone's coming in with this like massive game plan to be able to take points off us, and it seems to work a lot. So I agree. Liverpool just playing back-to-back games when we've got the squad to do so is what we need. I think for this game, there's some lads in there who need a rest. The back four need a rest, as in, like you just said, the back four from Southampton and probably Gini Wijnaldum. You'd maybe look after Mane because he's our best player at the moment. But the likes of Thiago, he needs to play. Oxlade-Chamberlain needs to play. Salah needs a goal. You know, Minamino needs minutes. Shaqiri, Ox. There's some good quality players there. It's just getting that balance right, isn't it? But there's no reason why all those lads who we've just mentioned can't be on the bench, and we can't bring them on if we need them, or can't freshen up for the last 30 minutes because they've got 9 days till the next match.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know what's annoying me at the moment, right? And this is way off topic, is that like it feels like all the managers are in a Slack group together or a Discord or something, right? And they've all got separate little chats. So you've got the fucking low blocks with the blueprints getting shared around for Liverpool. You've got the counter-attacking sides with their blueprints getting sent around, and you've got the possession sides like Southampton. They're all sending blueprints around and discussing them and like, oh yeah, well, I can use that. And
don't forget the refs, Chris. Don't forget the refs.
Yeah. Well, they are fucking slack.
Yeah. They're just passing blindfolds around at this point. Right, we're going to talk about the lads that need the games, and we'll try to construct an 11 after the break. We've got a trivia question to keep you tied it over.
Really?
Before
the advert?
I know, I've remembered it.
Wow.
Yeah, my form's
first
been
time
poor,
this year.
My form's been as poor as Liverpool has in the last three games for this. But yes, here's one for you. How many Smiths have managed against Liverpool? Yeah, come back with the answer in a moment.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, do check out the 50 moments of the greatest moments of the year in Klopp era. I've nailed that on the RedmenTV.com now. It is a two-part mini-series and it's guaranteed to put a smile on your face because there's definitely been more upbeat moments. There's so many moments that didn't make it, which might add to frustration. But yeah, if you need a little bit of an uplifting hour or two in your life, then go and watch that over on the website right now. The trivia question was, how many Smiths have managed against Liverpool? Chris, do you want to take a stab?
Well, let's go through them.
Okay.
Jim.
Yes.
Dean.
Yes.
Walter.
Yes.
14.
Sam, how many do you think?
There'll be loads in like the... There'll be fucking tons in like the 1900s to 1950s. There's going to be tons there and then none for 20 years.
Well, I know there's at least one, but other than that, I couldn't name you any others. So,
yeah, I'm going to go... Actually, I'm going to change mine to 28.
Okay, so 28. The answer... Dean Smith is the 11th Smith.
Oh, I was close to my first one.
To manage against Liverpool Football Club. But yeah, I've not actually looked at it. I could click through on LFC history to find these out, to be fair. But names like Percy Smith and Norman Smith does make me feel like you probably don't. In fact, Percy Smith, let's find out who Percy Smith was. He was the Bury and Tottenham manager.
At the same time, that's some going.
In 90, yeah. That's just the way, it was a different game back then, but he was also playing left half as well.
And he was a fighter pilot.
He tested munitions as well.
This before football started in 1992 as well, mate. The football started in 92. Come on, Paul.
So unfortunately, he played in the era pre-Premier League in 1927 he was managing Bury, and in 1934 he was managing Tottenham Hotspur. So yeah, there you go. I didn't expect anyone to get that right other than by pure luck. Ben Kelly,
hello.
Who needs 90 minutes in this game?
Thiago and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain at the very least. Maybe Minamino, but I don't know if it's as key in terms of fitness if he gets 90 minutes. And I'd give Salah as long as you can. For me, you know, we can talk about rest, and Jurgen Klopp talks about rest a lot and the gaps between games. Liverpool, let's make no mistake, Liverpool have had it quite kind over this Christmas period compared to other teams who have had to play 2 games in 3 days or 2 games in 2 days. Liverpool haven't really had to do any of that. Liverpool played Palace, and then they had a week's break to West Brom. Then there was a couple of days gap to Newcastle, and then they had 4 or 5 days rest the last night. So Liverpool haven't had the demanding schedule that other teams have. I mean, you know, Everton, Man City, we're going to have to play Boxing Day and then the 28th. So it's, you know, and then that was called off. But, you know, on the principle, Everton fans were quite happy that ended up being postponed. Liverpool, for me, the most important thing now is just trying to build some momentum going into Man United. You know, I think the fullbacks probably could do with a rest. I think Alexander Arnold needs a bit of a gap in the team. But, you know, for me, a lot of the big, I'd play the front three. I don't see why not. Like, personally, I think they've had enough of a rest now. For me, this is about match sharpness. You know, and the other rest that we had, by the way, was the Midtjylland game in December, which was some reason they decided not to rotate the entire team, and got Jota, you know, potentially injured, and, you know, for a couple of months. So I can't quite understand if we've had the opportunities to rest. Not all of them have been utilised. For me, this is a game that you use to try and get some match sharpness and try and build some momentum into Man United, which is going to be the biggest game of the season so far next week.
Yeah.
The 90 thing's difficult because I think that I can think of loads of players that need 60, 70, 80.
Yeah.
90 makes that a different question for me, obviously. I think Kurt Jones probably needs 90 because he's had a week off already. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you want him to be able to do something, I think, and it's a good way of securing some. I think a lot of the players that you're rotating in probably can't go the 90. Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether James Milner can go the full 90.
Yeah.
I don't know whether Tacky can. I think Tacky probably can. I don't know whether Ox can go.
Let's rephrase
the full 90.
Who needs to start in that regard then? More, who needs a long chunk run of time rather than being a 20 minute
Shaqiri, Minamino, Kurt Jones, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Thiago, yeah. Nico Williams, Reece yeah. Williams, yeah. Nath Phillips,
yeah.
James Milner.
Yeah, so I've got
Kelleher.
I think there's a couple, because I think, yeah, I think the definite's there. You're going to Thiago, Ox, Minamino, Milner, Shaq, Origi, Nico, Curtis, and then I think you can make the case for Reece Williams. And
so I don't see the only player I didn't mention there was Origi, because I don't think he does, because he's just not getting used.
Well, this is the thing, though, is that, yeah, it's whether, what do we want to do with Divock Origi? Because we're already in a situation there where, without naming the centre-halves, sorry, is that Thiago, Ox, Minamino, Milner, Shaqiri, Nico Kurtz, there's almost 8 or 9 players that you're getting to there without even, you know, that's a mass change side without even considering the fact that, as we've mentioned there, it's then 9 days until Manchester United. So if you then give Salah, Firmino, Mane off, that's actually, we're coming up on 14, 15 days yeah. since they last played a game
that
of football.
That doesn't change the fact that they still need the minutes, does it? Just means you've got to balance that really well.
The one thing that's of interest on this that I think hasn't been talked about, Sam, is that the Burnley game was originally scheduled for us on the 13th of January, so we were supposed to play Burnley next week. Which has been moved to the back end of the month instead. So I think originally the planning would have been to rotate completely for this game, and then you go strong in Burnley because the league's more important than the FA Cup. But I think going back to the point at the top, I now can't really see how we don't put a... There'll be a couple of lads in there, but it could be a very similar situation to Southampton, really, where you almost go with the same team again with maybe one or two slight tweaks, like Nico will come in for Trent or something.
Yeah, we all know why that was changed, don't we? But anyway, I think there's some physical needs as well. I think Fabinho physically probably would need a rest. He could play, but I think he physically has played a lot of football this season in a different position. But mentally, there's a lot of lads on that pitch who just look a bit drained. Now, look at Trent. We've already said Nico will probably stop. He just looks mentally drained. He just looks like he almost needed pulling out the firing line for the next league match if it wasn't Man United. He just needs to be just given a foot off. I mean, he gave the ball away more times than he's ever done in his career yesterday. So I think that there's a mental and physical need here. Like, I think for Minamino, we haven't seen him since he scored against Palace. And he had a decent game. He was everywhere. Like, why? So he needs, for his own mental sort of sharpness as well, to play. So there's that balance of, yeah, we need to go again and just win the game or give Villa as much hell as we can and so on and so forth. But then there's the protecting some players for Man United because we can't lose Fabinho. And there's also the mentally refreshing players for Man United. Like, in a funny way, before we had this sort of discussion today, I was kind of more on Salah needs to be taken out of the fire and Salah needs dropping. I think Mane looks sharp and ready to go again. But I actually feel like Salah needs taken out the team. Since the last few games, since Palace, he's been awful. So I almost feel like you could take Salah out, put him on the bench again and give him a kick up his backside, or he just needs that break. So there's that real fine balance of who's mentally drained and who's physically drained and who just needs minutes. And we may well just see the same team go again, but I wouldn't be surprised if we all get it wrong and we see some really weird hybrid team, which is kind of taking all those factors into consideration.
Yeah, I think there's one or two. I think I don't see any major issue, Ben, with saying Minamino starts instead of Firmino, say, you know, for the sake of argument. I don't think, or we do similar to what Sam's alluding to there, do what we did against Palace. So yeah, start Salah on the bench and start Mane on the right, Minamino on the left, Firmino through the middle or whatever. And that way you are rotating just enough, but you're not leaving your entire front three cold. And then Salah comes in for half an hour at the end, just so he's still ticking over and he's got a bit of fire in his belly as well. It's a really, really awkward one because, as I say, I think in any normal set of circumstances, and if that Burnley game hasn't been moved, I think you're looking at, this team is picked solely on who's on the fringe. All of your fringe senior lads play. Nico definitely plays. Kelleher definitely plays. And then you make your numbers up with one or two of your senior lads. But yeah, I wonder whether it's almost the opposite this time, where it's just we're only going to get one or two of those. The big issue we've got is Fabinho might need to come out. And do you want to play Henderson again? Because he probably could do with actually having a little bit of a rest or whatever. But you run the risk of undermining your entire side if you put in Nat Phillips and Reece Williams and Nico Williams in as three of you, and Kelleher, who's been great. But, you know, that's... And then what, Robertson comes out for Milner? You change your entire back five or put a good four, six or whatever in front. You might have totally fucked what you're doing and wasted putting Salah and Firmino and Mane on.
To be honest, I think Fabinho plays. I think he's just... I just don't think you can not have him there at the moment. I understand that you're running the risk with injury. And, you know, he really is sort of the last line of anything that we can put back there at the moment. But, you know, I think needs must. I think it comes down to the players as well. You know, Jurgen Klopp's comments last night were interesting about, you know, it was the first time in a long time, if ever, that he's really sort of... not hung the players out to dry, but he's, you know, in the eyes of the media has sort of put blame on the players for the performance and outwardly said that he's not happy with the way the players played. So He'll be demanding a response, and that might affect the team that we see on Friday. The players, you know, I've already said about, you know, the rest that they've already had and stuff. If the players, you know, they should be mentally here, be raring to go. They should be, you know, I want to play again. You know, if I know. In things that I do, if I make a mistake in my job or, you know, at university or whatever, the first thing that I want to do is do it again, you know, and have another go. And I feel like that's probably where the players are at the moment, particularly the likes of Jordan Henderson and Milner, you know, who know that last night wasn't good enough. They'll want to get back out on the pitch and they'll want to have another go. So the players, the more senior players should be ready for this.
There's one more thing about the defence, Chris, because again, we talk about the rotation side of things. With no Matip, likely before the end of the month at the very earliest, still no sign that another centre-back's being brought in. Is Jordan Henderson and Fabinho our centre-back partnership for Man United? And if that's the case, is it actually not a good idea to just get them playing another game of football?
I'll give you the side that I would pick, and I'll give you some reasonings before for it as well. I'd probably go Alisson in goal. To be honest with you, I don't see there's any point in putting Keller in this game. I'd put Nico Williams in because I want to hook Trent. I want him to have a little bit of proper break and, you know, try and get that form back into him and have him sort of chomping at the bit for Manchester United. I'd play Fabinho and Henderson together because they need... If we're going against Manchester United and they're the partnership, they need to play together, exactly what you're saying there. I'd play James Milner because he needs minutes. I'd play Thiago for 60 because I want him getting involved in the game. I want him ready for Manchester United, but I give him 60, 70 max, that's it. Then have his 9 days. I'd play Kurt Jones the full 90. I'd play Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain the full 90. Get him back up to speed, and I'd play Shaqiri, Salah, and probably Minamino as the front three with Salah leading the line. Because Shaqiri, I'm sound with, he needs minutes. Minamino, he's not far away from match fitness. He can probably play a full 90 minutes. And Salah, want to get him some form. I'm okay with Mane having a little bit of a break. He's firing on all cylinders. We're not in danger of him losing match fitness for not playing in 14 days, is what I'm trying to say. Bobby Firmino, exactly the same, needs a rest, those two. Salah needs something else.
Yeah.
He needs a rest as well, but Salah needs goals.
Yeah.
More than he needs a rest. Yeah, that's
he could
the
do with actually
pick.
Just being made the main man for the game and just playing him a bit more Torres-like, you know, a bit more Owen-like, and just saying, yeah, your job is to go and score the goal. You're the main man in that regard. The only issue for me is, again, it's around the back four, and I just wonder whether, because we've said Nico, but I think Milner comes in, and the question is, if you're bringing Milner in, because you could easily go Nico Williams right back, and Milner left back, and then you've rested your fullbacks for two different reasons. Robertson just to keep him fresh, and Trent for all the reasons already discussed. But is there a benefit? What do you want, again, with one eye on Manchester United? Because for me, if Henderson, Fabinho are our starting centre-back partnership for Manchester United, then I wonder whether there's a case where we only swap one of the fullbacks, and the only way I'd either be putting Milner in at right back, and the only way I would be taking Robertson out is if Tsimikas has been in training this week, which I don't know that he has, and I'd be saying maybe we give Tsimikas a run out because again there's a benefit to doing that. I do worry a little bit for Milner left back, Nico right back, and then Henderson and Fabinho in the middle, because it's another mad situation that we're throwing a burgeoning centre back partnership into. But it's just a it's a crazy game in a crazy run. There's so many added additional factors to this that would change the conversation that we normally have in this time of year.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that once again it feels like we've been done over by the draw a little bit. It feels like, you know, in the third round every year we end up with a tough, you know, we've had Everton the last couple of years, we've had Wolves away on a Monday night, we've Villa away on a Friday night. It's just the last thing that Klopp would have wanted out of this. You know, you just, you know, these are the days where you want Shrewsbury and Plymouth, you know, at home, and you can, you, these decisions are made a little bit more simple, but they're not.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to go for it. We've got to face it. I would like to see us try and win it. And I think, you know, I don't think Klopp ever, you know, actively wants to lose these games. I think, you know, he puts out the players that he thinks needs minutes or thinks deserves a chance. If he goes through, then great. But, you know, I think on the flip side, he's not too disheartened if we go out. But I think this is more than that now. I think we need to win a game before we go and win, you know, before we go and play Man United. I think we need to get through this cup game. I think we need to be in the draw on Sunday night.
Yeah.
I think we need to try and be in the draw. I think we just need. As I say, it's that phrase. I think we just need to try and build a little bit of momentum for ourselves going, because it's, you know, it can't be understated now how big of a game that is next week.
I'm genuinely not asked for the FA Cup, and you know, it's different when you win it, Sam. And I wouldn't be opposed to, look, if Liverpool get through, fine, and they continue to get through. Like I wanted us to beat Chelsea last season, you know, because we got to the point where it was Chelsea, and then you're closing in on it. Now, obviously, with the gift of hindsight, I'm glad Liverpool didn't have to go even deeper into the season, because imagine how fucked we'd be for injuries if we'd had another week or two on top of what we were doing. But I don't know where to stand on it right now, because I'm not really asked for us going through, but because of the circumstances leading up to it, I just think it's so important for Liverpool to actually just win this game, for the confidence, for the feel good factor, for the form, for all of those things. It's added far more weight to this fixture than I think probably Jürgen would like, to be fair.
Yeah, Ben's absolutely spot on, by the way. Been shafted on the draw. And I think cups are won on the draw, by the way, without getting too bitter and talking about our rivals. But it shows, doesn't it, though, when you get a good draw at a difficult time of the season, it makes it a lot easier to go through. When you get a difficult draw at a difficult time of the season, it makes it a lot more difficult to go through. But this sort of feels a little bit like Chelsea away last season in the Cup, which didn't actually end well for us, but we'd lost the two games previous to that, Atletico and Watford, and it was a big game for us, and we ended up losing that game as well. Now, bear in mind, we were so far ahead in the league that we had that to look forward to, but this does feel a bit different. This does feel like we've got a point to prove, and I think this season is a different type of season, and I think Klopp will also be aware that there's nothing guaranteed this year. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the Champions League, if we're going to play the Champions League, if we're going to win this next tie. The league's crazy. So maybe he just thinks, well, I wouldn't mind staying around the FA Cup a bit longer or going a bit harder at it than I usually would, because it may come a world where the FA Cup becomes our most realistic trophy should we get through. So it's a real difficult one. But this sort of also pushes me to depend on how much Klopp takes it seriously, is, do we try something different in this game that we might do moving forward? Because let's be honest, lads, what we've been doing the last few weeks has been shite. So there may well be a world where he actually goes and tries a new system with an extra attacker on the field or a much more attacking midfield, like a number 10 on the pitch, and actually do something different to see if it works. So this game could be a lot of different things.
There was a point when the draw was made, Chris, and we were deep in the mire of our injury crisis, and I was very much of the opinion that any additional football needed fucking off, and we needed to get to a point where we can survive until the Christmas period and it starts to ease off. If we get there, we're made. But what's happened now is we've got all these lads back, and they actually, for the first time in ages, we actually probably, the fourth round's weirdly sandwiched. It's like we play Burnley on the Thursday, and then it's the weekend that follows is the fourth round dates. So we'd probably end up on a Sunday if we got through this. So it's a couple of days. It's a Europa League sort of turnaround. Then you've got two games the following week with Tottenham, and then I forget who's the game. West Ham, I think it is, at the weekend after that. There's a part of me now. It's just kind of like, for the defence, in some regards, we could do with less games because, you know, but also, well, they need more games to get used to each other. And now there's a ton of lads you could just do with playing footy. So in that regard, I actually, and also because they've been a bit crap, fuck them. just get them out there and make them go again until they start winning lots of games of football. So yeah, mentally I find myself swinging towards it.
I remember having conversations with you a month ago and I was very much the other side of it, whereas like, you know, we might find ourselves in a position where we want those games and it's turned out that we have, but for different reasons than what I thought back then. The reasons now are we need these games to get people fit.
Yeah.
And if we're going to continue to get players back, you know, Joe Matip could come back around the fourth round and he might need a game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all of a sudden you're throwing Joe Matip into Premier League straight after a 6-week injury or whatever.
Might have a new centre-half who needs to get up to speed.
Honestly, you can't, because we're managing pre-season for lads during a really, really constrained season as is. So it's just, as Sam said, it's just fuck this year. It's just different.
Yeah, fuck it though, no fear. Another game of football. Liverpool are good and we've finally got loads of good players to choose from, albeit no centre-halves. Score predictions. Sam Walker, what do you think?
2-2, extra time. We win 3-2.
Does it go to extra time?
Yeah,
no replays.
It changed it. No replays.
All right.
There's no replays. I don't know it yet.
I meant, does it go straight to penalties?
No. That's just the Carabao Cup. It'll be extra time. Okay. Be like the Super Cup.
Yeah, that sounds like par for the course when we're juggling the balance between too many minutes or not. It's to put as many minutes on the clock as possible.
Yeah, right.
That sounds right. Ben?
I'll go with, I don't think we're going to keep a clean sheet, so I'll go with 2-1.
Okay, yes.
1-1 at 90, 2-2 at 120, Liverpool win on pens.
Yes, sounds. I think Liverpool are going to win. I think they're going to win 2-1 in this one. I think it's going to be a bit ugly. But it'd be nice. Wouldn't it be fucking lovely if we just smacked them everywhere? Like, I like the idea of like a bit of brinksmanship on this, where they're going, it's the FA Cup, the team's going to go weak. Well, maybe we'll put a weak inside out. Maybe we'll put a weak inside out. And both teams just come out full strength. And Liverpool, just absolutely
win-milling.
Yeah, let's go back to like Divock Origi getting snogged on Valentine's Day, kind of Liverpool away performances at Villa Park here for this one. I definitely want to live for that. Right, yes, let us know what 11 you would go with in the comment section underneath. Let us know what your score prediction would be as well. Yes, that's been wonderful, gents. Thank you so much for joining us for that one. Don't forget, you can still get Red Men TV 10th anniversary merchandise. We kind of let that slip a little bit off the radar while we've been going through Christmas and COVID and lockdown and all that, but you can look as good as Mr. Chris Pajak does right there. Maybe even better, who knows? The Red Men anniversary merch is available on the store right now. Do go and check it out, and that'd be wonderful if you did that. Other than that, we'll be back with a watch-along for this game Friday night, so do tune in on the YouTube channel, and we'll see you there. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.